This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Lickin', Lip Smackin', Cookin' with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Paula McIntyre standing by in her kitchen in the port. How are you?
I'm Graham, thanks. How are you?
Good. And it's bread week. I didn't know.
It is real bread week, yeah.
Fantastic.
It starts today, yeah, and it goes on. So appropriately, because I think a lot of people were making bread during, you know, last year especially.
Well, I'm not one to blow my own trumpet, but yeah, you've obviously heard of my now legendary fruit soda. Well, that went down well. I'll have to send you some next time I'm passing by. I'll drop you off a wee scone, see what you think.
That'd be lovely.
But you're doing grilled cheese sandwiches today.
Yeah, and the bread, I made a white loaf, really simple. You know, there's just a couple of pitfalls with bread. First of all, use strong bread flour. And this bread, I mean, essentially bread, John, it's just flour, yeast, bit of salt and water. But I've replaced the water with milk. Just, you know, milk at sort of room temperature. You know, when you put your finger in it, you don't notice any difference. And a bit of salt, yeast, and an egg. And then just mix it all together and turn it out onto a flour board and just knead it. So really just, you know, relax for 10 minutes. And mm-hmm. Just pummel it about the place. Put it into a bowl that you've lightly oiled, and then just cover it with a damp tea towel. Leave it for an hour. Stick your fist into it, knock it back, put it into a buttered loaf, and then loaf tin and leave it for another 20 minutes and then bake it. And it's just a nice white loaf.
And you see, when you look at the side of your sliced pan, for example, and mm-hmm. you see all the exo-hexo polyethylene chloro-glungulin ingredients, and you think, mm-hmm. where did bread get so complicated? It's just, as you say, flour, yeast, and water.
It was the Charlie Wood method, if you look that up. And that was when it made bread fast, so there were accelerators that were into it, and used to be you proved your bread for hours, and then you didn't, there was chemicals added, you didn't have to, and then there's so much sugar as well, and in a white pan loaf, apparently lots and lots of sugar, so there's no sugar in this, you know, so only probably naturally occurring in the milk, so, you know, that's the thing, you've complete control of it. Of bread whenever you make it yourself, and you're so right, John. You look at the side, I like a pan loaf. I mean, I had a pan loaf in my bread bin for probably about 6 months, and it was fine. You know, there's something
so what
wrong.
Does that tell you? Yeah.
You bring back good old fashioned mould, you know.
Yeah. So how long does your loaf mixture then in the tin? How long does that take?
Well, I put it into quite a hot oven, but it'll take about half an hour, and then mm-hmm. take it out. And this one, you can't, I mean, just have the bread then and take it out and leave it 10 minutes and slice it up and have some butter on it, and that's lovely.
And is it same shape? Is it a square loaf?
I put it into a loaf tin. If you don't have a loaf tin, you can sort of shape it, shape it in yourself. But it's always good to have a loaf tin about the place, isn't mm-hmm. it?
Definitely.
Yeah, and then you get the it's uniform size, and you get the nice slices here. So I'm doing a grilled cheese sandwich with this. So, of I made the bread yesterday because it's better if you make, you know, if you do this today, you know, it's quite, you know, hot and too hard to handle. And this is a great way of using up bread as well. You know, if you have a loaf and you use it for toast and mm-hmm. spin it around for a while, maybe a nice sourdough, grilled cheese sandwiches are perfect for this. And the cheese that I've used now, I've used three local cheeses, John. I've got a smoked kind of cheddar, cheddar style from the Sperrins.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a kind of a triple cream cheese down from County Armagh, and I've got a blue cheese from Newton Arts, because I think it's very important at the moment, especially that we have got about five or six cheese makers in Northern Ireland, and it's so important to support them.
Absolutely.
And if you are going to, you know, and if
blessed
you're
are the cheese makers.
Absolutely. So just, you know, it's not an easy time for them. So what I did was I chopped up the brie and the other two grated, mixed them in with a bit of creme fraiche. And then what you do then is you butter both sides of the bread. So this is going to help sort of stick the... I have a sandwich here, so I've buttered both sides of the bread of two slices, and then you put that lovely mixture in the middle and then put it onto a hot pan. You hear that sort of sizzling, can you?
Yes.
Yeah. So turn that.
So the same way you would do if you're putting it in a toasty maker. You butter the outside slice as well. You butter the outside and the inside.
That's right. Yeah.
Of each slice.
And the inside as well. Yeah. Some people don't do the inside, but I quite like that. You know, it helps because then that butter will mix in with the cheese and melt down. And because this bread's quite tight, you're not going to get that oozy thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if you use a sourdough bread loaf and they've got wee bits of holes in them.
Yes.
And make a virtue of that, because then all the cheese will kind of drip out and grill in your pan.
Oh.
So, you know, which is one of the great blessings of life, isn't it? Toasted cheese.
Crispy, slightly burnt cheese. Oh.
Yes, exactly, John.
So that's just seconds then. I mean, if you're talking about like a minute either side, toasted either side in the pan.
Either side, I've got one done here, and I'll just let you hear. If you can sort of hear that, hear that wee bit of sizzling just from the butter. And then we'll just take a nice knife and just cut it. And you can hear that crunching. And just the cheese is just melting out of the side of it, John. So to go with it, that would be lovely in its own. I've made some pickles. So really just a really quick pickled onions, red onions. Just cut the onions in half, peel them, cut them in half, slice them very finely. And then a wee pickling liquor with just white wine vinegar, cider vinegar. Equal parts vinegar, water, bit of sugar, a few mustard seeds, salt. Bring it all up to the boil. Pour it over your red onions and they come lovely and pink. And then I've chopped a few gherkins and threw them in because I like a gherkin. I know not everybody does, but
there was
I like
a quiz question last week. Maybe it was in the Chase or the week before. What vegetable is a gherkin? What is a gherkin based on?
Nice. Isn't it a cucumber? Cornichon. Cucumber.
I didn't know that.
Gherkin's a Cornish. Sweet, tiny pickled cucumber.
Yeah. There you go.
I love them. Love them.
Yeah.
And they're lovely with cheese. You know, cheese and pickles, a match made in heaven anyway.
I had a friend
who
would have sat of an evening in the house and opened a jar, just popped one of those jars of gherkins or pickled onions and just sat and ate it on the sofa.
Those big dill pickles you get?
Yes.
I could do that. I could eat a jar of those and a big jar. You know, one of the catering jars. You probably wouldn't want to come near me for a few days afterwards, but, you know.
So that's your grilled cheese sandwiches, homemade bread, making your grilled cheese sandwiches toasted on both sides with your pickled red onions and gherkins.
Uh-huh.
That's
it, John.
Absolutely delicious. Paula, thanks a million.
I
will,
John.
The next time I'm passing by, I will drop you in a fruit soda or maybe a little wheaten with
soda.
Some coarse wholemeal as well.
Or
let's see
both,
how it goes.
Both. I love a nice bit of fruit soda toasted with lots of butter on top and maybe a wee bit of raspberry jam. And that would be perfect, wee quick one just to celebrate Real Bread Week as well, wouldn't it?
Sounds gorgeous. Paula, Lovely. Thanks a million.
Thanks a million, John.
All the best. Take care.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.